It's Chick on Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Well, this weekend we found out a spike may be related to social gatherings or recent Halloween celebrations in Region 1. A sudden spike in Cornwall for positive COVID-19 cases, resulting in the closing of grades 5 and 6 for 10 days. Region 1 suspects that sudden spike in cases may be related to social gatherings at a recent Halloween celebration event, but they can't be sure. After consulting with Region 1 medical advisor, the Cornwall Consolidated School staff, students, and families will be following a protocol to ensure that they keep everybody safe as possible. After consulting the medical advisor, the staff, students, and their families will be following the protocol. They recommended that all families in grades K through 8 who have not had students tested within the last 5 days be tested with a PCR test as soon as possible. While inconvenient, it's strongly recommended by the Region 1 medical advisor the most effective mitigation strategy to allow them to assess the scope of the situation while safely keeping students and staff in school. Since many of the students who recently tested positive as a result of the Cornwall Consolidated School weekly surveillance routine are asymptomatic, they recommend that all family members get tested to ensure that they capture everybody who could be positive for the virus. All Cornwall Consolidated School staff should also be tested as soon as possible. All test results, positive and negative, should be reported to Clara Rashkoff, the school nurse. Anybody who tests positive should stay at home and isolate and quarantine for 10 days. In a report in the Republican American, dozens infected, 8 dead in the Canaan Nursing Center outbreak. Gear Nursing and Rehab has 8 COVID-19 deaths and a total of 89 positive cases since the outbreak began on September 30th, according to the CEO, Kevin O'Connell. The 89 cases include 67 residents and 22 staff, and 3 of the 8 deaths involved individuals whose health already was seriously compromised, according to Gear officials. Of those infected, 48 residents and 21 staff have recovered. The Gear Village complex at 77 South Canada Road provides care for up to 292 senior residents, including 78 in the nursing home. Kevin O'Connell, during the phone interview, said all cases have been contained to just the nursing and rehab center. There are no cases at Gear Lodge, the independent and assisted living facility on that campus. In Great Barrington, residents are pushing back against a plan to force some second homeowners in Great Barrington to rent long-term or sell. Some are calling the proposal a bylaw a land grab that simply will result in homes sold at high market prices, leaving those who need affordable or moderately priced housing out of luck. Others say it's the key to fixing the housing crunch that hurts those who can't afford housing in Great Barrington and to preserve neighborhood cohesion and keep out greedy investors. To enforce the rule, a company called Granicus would scrape the data from listing sites and cross-check it with assessor data. Select Board Vice Chair Lee Davis, who researched regulations in other communities and is driving the proposal, each search would cost $45. An update from the Town of Sharon Social Services Department. COVID vaccines are available for everybody 5 and older in Connecticut. Appointments can be scheduled online at https://portal.ct.gov/vaccine-portal. Highwatch Recovery Center is at the Pfizer and Moderna. Kent Station Pharmacy has Moderna only, and Walgreens in Canaan has Pfizer and Moderna available. A holiday gift program at Seek Shockers is underway with the Berkshire South Regional Community Center in Great Barrington. Its annual Shining Star Supplementary Holiday Gift Program, designed to help community members who are looking for added support during the holiday season. The deadline for gift purchases is December 10th. Ancramdale Neighbors Helping Neighbors Association has announced that collaboration with the Columbia Green Community College and Columbia Memorial Health to support residents in advancing their career or starting a new career with an associate applied science degree in medical assisting from Columbia Green Community College and job opportunities at Columbia Memorial Health Hospital and medical offices. Have questions about the opportunity and are a resident of Ancrum, Ancramdale, or Boston Corners, contact 917-414-8270. Meetings in our area tonight. The Sharon Board of Education meets at 4:15. The Housing Plan Steering Committee at 5:30. The Zoning Board of Appeals at 6:30. The American Rescue Plan Act at 6:30 as well. The Town of Sheffield Finance Committee Select Board meeting is tonight at 5 p.m. In Salisbury tonight at 5:30. Planning and Zoning Commission also at 5:30. The Salisbury Board of Education. In Kent tonight, the Park and Recreation Director Search Committee meets at 6 p.m. And the Park and Recreation regular meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. In Millerton, New York, there's a regular meeting of the board at 6 p.m., a public hearing at 6:05 on the WIIA grant application. Town of Sheffield Select Board has a meeting coming up tonight. That is at 7 p.m. Town of Dover Planning Board meeting is tonight as well. In Kent, tomorrow, Sewer Commission special meeting at 4 p.m., the Board of Selectmen special meeting at 6:30. In Sharon tomorrow, the Housing Authority meets at 5 p.m. In Cornwall tomorrow, Board of Selectmen meeting via Zoom. That is at 7:30. In Cornwall on Wednesday, the Board of Education meeting is via Zoom. Regional Middle School Athletics and Activity Committee meeting, comprised of town representatives of Canaan, Cornwall, Kent, North Canaan, Salisbury, and Sharon, will be Wednesday at 6:30. That is a Zoom conference call. In Kent, the Board of Finance regular meeting is Wednesday at 6 p.m. Village of Millerton, the Planning Board meeting, has a change of day. It will be held Wednesday at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, the following agenda for the Planning Board meeting in Sheffield is at 7 p.m. It is a virtual Zoom meeting. The Dovertown Board has a special meeting on Wednesday as well. On Thursday in Salisbury at 10 o'clock, the Pope Land Design Committee, 4 o'clock, Salisbury Economic Development Committee, and 5:30, Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission. That is a special meeting. Sharon Hospital has the second of their roundtable discussions on the Nuvance proposal to transform the hospital. That'll be held Thursday, 4 to 5:30 at the Interlaken. Once again, you must register in advance. COVID protocols will be applied. 845-554-1734. In Millerton, public information meeting, greenhouse gas emissions. That'll be Thursday at 5:30 via Zoom. For the link, contact Village Hall. Town of Ancrum has a public hearing on Thursday at 6:45. Final budget public hearing at 7 o'clock. Local law number 3. Local Type 1 list public hearing at 7:15, the town board meeting. Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals has a meeting coming up. That is on Thursday at 7:30, a continuation of a public hearing at 8, a continuation of another public hearing, and at 8:30, a public hearing will be held on the application of Elizabeth Roberts representing Wolfram Hatchett Bates, LLC. In Sheffield, the Housing Commission will meet on Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. In Cornwall, coming up on Thursday at 7 o'clock, the Board of Finance Zoom meeting. Falls Village has a P&Z regular meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. In North Canaan, they have at 7 o'clock on Thursday the Inland Wetlands and Conservation Committee. TGIF Super Supper is on Friday, November 19th. Not just soup, there's a free supper that includes bread, fruit, cheese, dessert, and hearty tea. It's a monthly takeaway available to all while supplies last. Pick up at the Salisbury Congregational Church Library Street side door, 3:30 to 5:30. Reserve yours and your families by calling 860-337-2470. Coming up on Friday in Cornwall, the annual town meeting via Zoom at 7 p.m. Ancrum Opera House concludes their fall season with Real People, Real Stories, Taconic Hills. It concludes the season at Taconic Hills. This year, 4th, 5th, and 6th graders from the Taconic Hills Central School will take the stage to share their stories. The event will be streamed online for free. You can reserve at ancrumoperahouse.org. Christ Trinity Church in Sheffield presenting Alfred Hitchcock's silent thriller, The Lodger, on Saturday the 20th at Dewey Hall in Sheffield. Joanna Seaton and Donald Sosin will provide live vocal percussion and keyboard accompaniment. The duo based in Lakeville has performed all over the U.S. and Europe for over 25 years. A donation is $12. Showtime is 7 p.m. Refreshments are available. More information at info@oldmoviemusic.com. Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary Memory Tree Fundraiser is on again this year. Individuals can make donations in memory of a loved one or honor someone by donating $5 per individual. The tree will be displayed in the Sharon Town Hall lobby between November 25th and December 31st. To obtain a form, contact the Selectman's office at 860-364-5789. The form can be dropped in the drop box located at the rear of Sharon Town Hall. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. Remember, they've got a new tapas menu. Also by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 36,100.31, the NASDAQ at 15,860.96, and the S&P 500 at 4682.85. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.